Well, Amanda Smith is with us. She is with the Michigan, lodging and hotel restaurant. What is the MRLA? I should know this by now, but the Restaurant and Lodging Association, right?
Yeah, so I work with the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, where I'm in charge of all things education. So that includes the Hospitality Training Institute of Michigan, which has the free classes that we're offering.
You can tell I'm amateur at this, Amanda, so please bear with me and be kind to me. there are some a lot of things here in the UP that are important with our hospitality industry. And these courses that you're offering really cover a lot of those. And up here, it's kind of hard for people to get this kind of training as business owners and managers and so on. So talk with me about the importance of this and what will be offered.
Absolutely. So the program is 12 weeks because, you know what, it doesn't really matter where you're at. When you're working full-time in the hospitality industry and you're busy, it's hard to get away to do professional development. So we've taken a lot of work and condensed it down to a 12-week program where people meet 6 times in person and they do 6 times online over the course of 12 weeks. They earn a certified hospitality supervisor, a certified food manager. They earn something called guest service gold. We do responsible alcohol service training. There's 3 weeks of financial literacy, and there's a whole bunch about customer service, keeping your guests and your staff in a really good environment, including prevention of sexual harassment and the elimination of unconscious bias.
There really is a multifaceted part of this, isn't there? One is dealing with the public, and the other is managing your staff and to make sure that there's no misunderstandings, like you said, sexual harassment, but also making sure everybody understands what the boundaries are on those kind of things. And then the other part of it is the customer service part, where you're dealing with the public.
Yeah, there are so many different roles and different hats that you wear when you're managing a hospitality property. You know, finances, making sure everything's being properly accounted for, the customer experience, as you pointed out. We want to keep our teams engaged and motivated. It's really hard right now. We're finding a lot of people are short-staffed or doing more with less, and it's hard to keep ensure your teams engaged. So there's a lot of different things that we cover over the course of the 12 weeks, but it's an accelerated pace, and you get a lot of credentials for going through the program.
Now, you mentioned in-person and online. Of course, the in-person portion is here in Marquette. So talk with me about the reason of doing it up here, which, by the way, I'm sure some folks are happy the in-person part is not in Ann Arbor or Kalamazoo, right, for this course. This part of the course, but talk about doing it up here in the UP and why the decision was made to do that.
Yeah, so we're offering these courses across the state, but we really tried to hone in on those tourism meccas, if you will, where are the places where we have huge populations of hospitality-based industry, and where there's industry, there's employees. So we finished the Houghton class on Monday, so we were up a little farther up the peninsula, from October through December, and then we're going to kick off in January with the Marquette class. And then if your listeners are on the east side of the UP, we'll be in the Sioux in April. So we've done quite a few classes in the UP. We want to make sure we are where not only the people are, but where the people that work and make their careers in hospitality are based.
I imagine your Sault Ste. Marie ones will be filled with people involved in the Straits of Mackinac. It's huge in the summertime there, so I'm sure it's no coincidence that you planned those in the Sioux for with the Mackinac tourism industry ramping up after April.
Yep, exactly. We want to get in front of it so that people can spend the spring preparing for the heavy tourism season. So, yep, that's where that April 1 kicks off. Marquette's really unique in that, you know, it's pretty much monopolized a year-round tourism base, right? The winter sports as well as all the summer, and jumping from the Black Rocks is, you know, one of my favorite things in late July.
So, Amanda, my last question is to kind of explain to our listeners how this will work. You mentioned half online, half in person. You mentioned a few of the topics covered, but kind of what are the nuts and bolts of how this will work?
Well, they're going to need to be registered by the 20th of December, so that's Friday, this Friday the 20th. We shut off registration at 5 o'clock. Then everybody that registered will be notified of their class time. They will get an email. They have pre-work. They're going to be doing coursework on an LMS system. And then they will have the live instructor time 3 hours a week. So whether that's in person or they're doing it via Zoom, they have a live instructor. Matthew Vogel is our Marquette-based instructor, and he is just fantastic. He's more energy than anybody I've ever met. Every student has sent glowing reviews in about how great Mr. Vogel has been to work with them. And then if they successfully finish the 12-week course and pass the 4 certification exams, they will receive a $500 completion stipend as well as their graduation credentials. So there's a lot of reasons to do it. One, for your own personal growth. 2, for the credentialing, and 3, that $500 bonus is always a good thing.
Yeah, I like money. Money talks, right? So, Amanda, how can people sign up for this? You mentioned Friday's a cutoff and today's Wednesday, so we got to do it quick if you haven't already done it. And is there anything else that I didn't cover that you'd like to mention?
No, you did a great job. You said you were a rookie. I think you've done a wonderful job. students are going to go to htim.com, so htim.com. There's an admissions button right there. They're going to fill out the application. The HTIM is a licensed post-secondary school, so they do have to have graduated from high school. So I know we've had a couple juniors and seniors in high school that are working part-time try to take the course, but you have to wait until after they graduate from high school to take the course, and they fill out the information, choose the Marquette location, and we'll take